Friday of the week 18 of Ordinary Time, the Gospel, Matthew 16:24-28. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels on his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, the Lord is speaking to us very strongly about the importance of uniting ourselves with Him completely. It is a union that could be understood as a nuptial union. We were created to be one with Christ. Christ is the divine spouse who came to bring us into himself, into the kingdom, to partake with him forever the glory of his Father. And so, as the spouse is inviting us, "Do you wish to come after me? Well, then you must deny yourself." What do you mean by that? Well, the life of the single person who lives the way they want to and goes in their own way. If you want to marry me, then my sorrows, my struggles, my cross will also be yours, but also my happiness and my glory will be yours. So if you wish to save your life the way it is now, it will come to an end, because no life can endure without me. He's telling us this. So any pretense of happiness or fulfillment outside of this union with him is pure fantasy, and it will end in disaster. And then he says clearly, what profit would there be for one to gain the whole world? That has been the aspiration of many. The more the better. More money, more power, more fame, more countries conquered. What is your aspiration in life? What is your fulfillment? And the Lord is saying, let it be me in your ordinary life, in your hidden life. Live fully in me and you will have everything. So we renounce to our life as we know it, but not to stay empty, but to enter into the life of Christ. And he says, what can one give in exchange for his life? At the end, if we haven't entered into Christ, we will not be able to sustain our life. It will be destroyed. And so here comes an enigmatic saying of the Lord. He says that, amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until the Son of Man comes in his kingdom. Exegetes have difficulty interpreting this. Well, in the next verses, he's in the Mount Tabor with some of his disciples, and they indeed see him in glory, in the glory of his kingdom. And we as Christians, if we allow him, we will have a foretaste also of the kingdom here on earth in this present life. Not the fullness yet, but yes, a real participation. We begin here to live as a new life as ones who are with Christ. And this is the invitation of the gospel today. Would you want to enter into my life and be my spouse, says the Lord? In order to do that, give me your life. Embrace my cross. Embrace my life. May the Lord give us the grace to say yes. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.